The sapper stood, his hands raised above him as if he were holding a giant cobweb. He was shaking his head to get free of the earphones. As she ran towards him, he yelled at her to circle to the left. There were mine wires all over the place. She stopped. It was a walk she had taken numerous times with no sense of danger. She raised her skirt and moved forward, watching her feet as they entered the long grass. His hands were still up in the air as she came alongside him. He had been tricked, ending up holding two live wires he could not put down without the safety of a descant cord. He needed a third hand to negate one of them, and he needed to go back once more to the fuse head. He passed the wires carefully to her and dropped his arms, getting blood back into them. "I'll take them back in a minute." "It's okay," she said. "Keep very still." He opened up his satchel for the Geiger counter and magnet. He ran the dial up and along the wires she was holding. No swerve to negative. No clue. Nothing. He stepped backwards, wondering where the trick could be. "Let me tape those to the tree and you leave," he said. "No, I'll hold it. They won't reach the tree." "No." "Kip, I can hold them." "We have an impasse. There's a joke. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know how complete the trick is." Leaving her, he ran back to where he had first sighted the wire. He raised it and followed it all the way this time, the Geiger counter alongside it. Then he was crouched about 10 yards from her, thinking, now and then looking up, looking right through her, watching only the two tributaries of wire she held in her hands. "I don't know," he said out loud, slowly. "I don't know. I think I have to cut the wire in your left hand. You must leave."
"You need another hand to cut it, don't you?" she asked him.
"I can attach it to the tree."
"I'll hold it."
He picked the wire like a thin adder from her left hand, then the other. She didn't move away. He said nothing more. He now had to think as clearly as he could, as if he were alone. She came up to him and took back one of the wires. He traveled the path of the bomb fuse again, alongside the mind that had choreographed this, touching all the key points, seeing the X-ray of it.